You're listening to SBS News.
Early morning here in this part of Orissa, which is in India's coal belt. And we're just standing by the railway tracks here, close to the entrance to the mine. And as you can hear, even in the early morning, there's a lot of activity. Trucks going in and out, already collecting coal to transport it around the region.
Women in dazzling pink saris collect lumps of coal with their bare hands before carrying it in baskets on their heads with expert precision. And men on bicycles balance huge bags of the black stuff on their handlebars as they trundle their way down the dusty roads. Supplies from here and the wider region help power this vast nation. More than two-thirds of the country's energy production depends on it. Such is the demand that India's planning on opening or expanding dozens of coal mines in the coming years and continues to import it.
Coal is the primary source of energy.
At the edge of an open cast mine is where I meet union leader Sudarshan Mohanty.
India cannot live without coal. If we stop the coal production, then how can we maintain our livelihood?
The average Indian still consumes far less energy than the average Brit or American. But with a population of more than 1.3 billion, it's no surprise that the country's energy needs are predicted to grow more than any other nation's in the next two decades.
We are on the roof of a housing society, and what you can see are these solar panels that have been installed across all the buildings here.
India's already shifting to cleaner sources like solar. But experts like Arunabha Ghosh from the Council on Energy, Environment and Water say the country needs more investment to make that switch to renewables.
India has already set out some of the most aggressive renewable energy targets in the world. The more rapidly we can get more investment, the quicker we can keep shifting away from the older energy infrastructure.
But back in the coal community in Orissa, we're reminded of the challenges when it comes to reducing coal dependency. Squatting by a smoky outdoor stove is Jamuna Munda. She lives in a makeshift slum on the edge of a mine and is using coal she's taken from there to heat up her chicken broth. Jamuna's one of tens of millions of Indians who still don't have access to electricity. As the West calls on India to reduce its emissions, many, like Jamuna, want basics which are taken for granted elsewhere.
There's no electricity, there's no water. If we don't have coal, we can't cook. If it's harmful, what can we do about it?
The needs of Jamuna and others reflect the challenge India faces. An energy-hungry nation which is growing and developing, even with a shift to alternative sources, cutting the cord with coal will likely take time.